I want to bring in Dave Traubert. He is the president of the Kansas Policy Institute, and his organization does a lot of good keeping its eye on where your money's being spent in Kansas, what's going on with the budget, the spending, the taxing, and what's going on with your school spending. And he's joining me now on the program. Dave, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Greg. Good.
Always great to have you on board. Hey, let me start with where the Kansas Supreme Court gets the power, at least how they rationalize this idea of the power to keep ordering more money from the state legislature. Because we know the state legislature is elected by the people. They get to decide the spending. The Kansas Supreme Court says, wait a second, the Constitution of Kansas says equitable and adequate spending. What is the exact wording, and what does that mean, and how are they interpreting this, Dave?
Well, the Kansas Supreme Court kind of reminds me of, I'm dating myself here, but an old Saturday Night Live skit when Chevy Chase was on, and he would conclude his monologue by saying, "I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not."
Right.
This court basically is saying, we're in charge. We're going to run the state. We're going to tell the legislature what to do, and just listen to us. They want to coyly claim they're not telling the legislature how much to spend, but they're basically saying, if you don't pay our ransom and get it to what we think is reasonable, we're going to shut down schools. And so the irony of it here is that they're claiming that schools are underfunded because some students aren't getting their education, and so their solution is to deprive every student of an education.
And what are they basing this on in the Constitution? Do you have the exact wording?
The wording in the Constitution is that the legislature shall make provision for the financing of the state's educational interests, or suitable provision. There is nothing that says adequate. The court has made that up. It's
okay.
Their own interpretation. There is nothing that says the court gets to decide what that number is. In fact, the court's own ruling in March of 2014 said adequacy is met when funding is reasonably calculated so that students can achieve the Rose standards. Their own test now says their role is to simply say whether there was anything unreasonably calculated. They even said, look, it may not be an optimal funding, but if the kids are meeting the outcomes, then it's adequate. It's just, did the legislature make anything on any unreasonable assumptions? And they went through some bogus hoops to try to get to that point. But even at that, it is not their role to say it must be this. And think of this absurdity. One of the things they said, they called the school funding allocation from the legislature as an outlier. They basically said, look, if the schools want $1.7 billion or the State Board of Education wants $900 million, then how in the world could this $300 million increase be enough?
Right.
It's lunacy. There is no logic to it. It's just, we're in charge.
And it's suitable is in the Constitution, not adequate and equitable, and yet that's what keeps being put in the paper, and that's what they keep talking about, and it's gotten to the point where people think that's actually in there. And that's why I wanted to bring out the exact wording.
Here's the really sad thing. Of course, this is atrocious that the legislature is trying to, or that the court is trying to take over the state. This is all about money. Not a single thing, even if the legislature just rolled over and said, fine, we'll just drain everyone's wallet and we'll give it all to schools, it wouldn't help kids one whit. If money was the answer to raising outcomes, there would be no outcome problems in Kansas. There'd be no achievement gaps. Everybody's in education results would be sky high. And not just in Kansas, but across the country. The simple truth is that just spending more money doesn't do anything for kids. It enriches the establishment,
and the reason, Dave, let me jump,
but it doesn't help kids.
Yeah, let me jump in on that, because I know there are probably some liberals screaming at the radio right now saying that's a lie, but you're basing this on things like in Washington, D.C., they spend over $25,000 per pupil. They still have horrible test results. In Detroit, it's up to almost that level, terrible results. There was, I can't remember where it was, up in the Midwest, up north of us, where a judge had ordered, like, it was upwards of $1 billion increase over the years to a school system. Zero difference in the outcomes. Even here in Kansas, give us the data you guys have on, what was it, the last decade, where we've had an increase over 40% of inflation, and there's been zero to statistically different outcomes in the testing,
you know,
correct?
Here in Kansas, we've already added billions to school funding over the last decade or so, and we still have basically the same achievement levels on all of the independent assessments, like the ACT and the National Assessment of Educational Progress. Scores are flat. Achievement gaps are worse. We used to measure the time it would take to close achievement gaps for low-income kids in decades. Now, on both the NAEP and the ACT, we have to measure the time it would take in centuries.
Wow. All right, let me ask you this then. Because the Kansas Supreme Court keeps moving the goalposts, keeps changing how much money it should be, whether it should be about money or not. Right now, if you add in all the funding, state, local, federal, we're at $13,000 and some odd dollars per pupil. This new spending could get us up to about the $15,000 per pupil. That's even right now what we've already committed to. And somehow still that's not enough. So what can the legislature do in this? It's supposed to be a balance of powers, executive, judicial, legislative. It looks like the judicial says what we say goes. How can the legislature or the people push back on that grab of power by the Supreme Court here?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, I think the legislature needs to decide whether it wants to try to appease the court or whether it wants to try to do something for kids, because you can't do both. You cannot appease that court and provide the funding while holding districts accountable for improving outcomes. The sad irony here is the court is setting up a situation where they provide a disincentive to schools to improve outcomes, because if kids get better, they get less money from the at-risk for closing those achievement gaps. They're better off having kids in those very low, in the worst assessment level. So what the legislature needs to do, I think, is first of all say, look, we're going to put forth a formula that holds districts accountable. The old one doesn't. There never has been. As in, if kids don't improve year over year, they're going to be, some of them are going to be eligible to leave with a taxpayer-funded scholarship to go wherever they want. We're going to hold districts accountable to make efficient, effective use of taxpayer money. They've never done that again. The schools don't want it. The unions and the education lobby fights it vociferously. They have to say, we're going to do this. We're going to do what's right for kids, and really and just stand on that. Now, the schools, the courts will try to close the schools, but they should also take steps legislatively to prevent that, and they can.
What about the idea of recalling some of these judges or even impeaching them for, you know, stepping beyond their power? What are the rules for that?
The Supreme Court justices stand for re-election every so many years, and I don't know that there is a provision for recall beyond that. But that would be a short-term fix, even if it existed. Long-term, we need to change the state constitution. We need to very clearly draw a line in terms of what constitutes adequacy or suitability, so that it is not open to interpretation. That needs to be changed. I believe that the education of students and the economic vitality of our state depends upon changing this, so the courts are taken out of trying to run the state.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to have this over and over and over again, and
Absolutely.
Spending millions of dollars fighting this and never really get where we want to go. Dave Traubert with me here, president of Kansas Policy Institute, on the Kansas Supreme Court, saying we need more money, more money, more money. One of the things that you guys pointed out at the Kansas Policy Institute is that this new money that is coming already, we're hearing from the districts, is simply going to go to an across-the-board teacher increase and not to these specific programs that they had talked about in the lawsuit to try to give a more suitable education across the state. So
yep.
What's going on there?
Well, again, it's like Yogi Berra said, it's like deja vu all over again. This is what happened the last time the court ordered the state to spend more money. People got pay raises, nothing else changed. You think back, think to all the media coverage, all the press releases from the education lobby, the terrible, horrible cutbacks in programs. Are they talking about reinstating those programs? No. People are getting pay increases. Nothing will change. This is about the institutions and money. It has nothing to do with improving outcomes.
And Dave, that's all decided at the local school district level, right? The state legislature doesn't say where that money has to go because we like to try to keep it local. So that's up to the local districts.
That's absolutely right. And it's amazing how many people, including a few legislators we've found, aren't really aware of that the legislature or the governor has no say on how money is spent. Every decision is made by a local school board member.
Now, what about the amount spent overall? Tell me if I'm wrong. From what I understand, right now in Kansas already, the way it is right now, we're spending more money on K-12 education than we do on all other state spending.
That's right. It's 50% of the general fund. 50% of the general fund is going to education, and not all of the money spent on K-12 education flows through the general fund. So, I mean, yeah, it's the number one spend. It always has been the number one spend. It's to the point where it's starting to crowd out spending on other things. Total spending all in with what the legislature provided in this $300 million increase is going to be pushing $14,000 per student. The schools are saying, it really needs to be more like $17,000 per student.
And that, you guys had a great piece, and if you guys want to see it, it's at kansaspolicy.org on exactly how much that would require your taxes to go up, whether it be property taxes, sales taxes, personal income taxes, or some combination thereof. It would be huge to get to the level of what the school boards want. And then there's also an even bigger level than that on what the lawsuit people want. And where in the world are you going to get that money? So what do you expect the state legislature to do here? I know you talk to these people. What do you think they're going to do, Dave?
I don't think they know what to do at this point because, again, it's if you're going to try to appease the court, you either have to cut spending by about 19%. And they don't want to cut spending at all. They
cut all the other spending, you mean, not education spending. You're saying, hold on, Dave. I want to make sure people understand.
Tax increases.
Dave, I want to make sure people understand what you're saying. When you're saying cut 19%, you're saying they'd have to cut 19% of all the other spending in order to increase the spending on schools, right?
That's right. That's okay. Right. The non K-12 spending in the general fund is just a little bit over $3 billion. So the minimum that the Supreme Court says you need is about $600 million to meet what the State Board of Education wants. So $600 million out of about $3.1 billion, that's 19%.
You know they're not going to do that, so what are they going to do?
Well, but they also know that if they come back with a tax increase to give this, to pay the court ransom, it's going to be worse than the one they already passed, and they're getting killed for that because so many of them ran on saying, we're going to fix the budget, and we're just going to make businesses pay more. Well, they made businesses pay more, but they didn't fix the budget because they spent a lot more. The budget is already out of balance in 2020. In less than 2 years, they will be implementing another, kind of the mother of all tax increases, if they don't cut spending now. And so on top of this, they've got the court saying, we need at least another $600 million, maybe another billion.
So it sounds like you don't even know what they're going to do, and they probably don't know yet.
No, I don't think they do. They are in a real conundrum, and that's why I think they're going to finally take a stand. Take a stand for students, take a stand for our constitutional form of government, and say this is a three-branch form of government, not a one-branch, and we're going to stand firm on principle.
Good stuff. We appreciate it. KansasPolicy.org for more. That's Dave Traubert, the president of the Kansas Policy Institute on the Kansas Education Funding, the Supreme Court, and the legislature. Thanks so much for being with us.
Great. Thanks for having me, Greg.
You got it. All the best.